Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I think the other thing is that his coach realized that Pat is that mother. That became clear. Am I allowed to say that? Or
coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Boy, Steve doesn't throw that one around very much.
Could you imagine our boss, Nahigi, coming in? Guru is that M.A.? Nobody can take that from Pat. Pods didn't get it. Kuminga, Jordan Poole. Damn, that got to feel good.
It. He just got the, he cannot be that guy.
Well, he cannot be that guy.
That's the oppo, but anyway.
Hey, you know, I was thinking about this before, real quick, jump into the Warriors. You know, when I think about the people who are the hosts here, you know, remember—
Six of us.
And well, you weren't here, but you said you heard it. Remember, like, Shasky on Friday during the crossover said, yeah, I want to be on TV.
He said it in a voice of he said, somebody throw him alive. And I'm damn, Joe.
And you too, you always, you know, you kind of say, I want to get a little more touches on TV.
He cannot
and you're
be
always,
that guy.
You're always, really thirst, you're always really thirsty about, hey, but Bob Myers, could you hire me at some point? And I just figured, you know what, as long as I got teammates that have no problem asking for something. Man, we got an opportunity for a partnership here at 95.7 The Game.
What you got going?
I was thinking, we got any NetJets people out there or Wheels Up?
The people that sent Shasky and Bonte to the Super Bowl.
Because, I was thinking, you know, anybody who's listened to this show, and now we know it's a lot of people.
Okay, my man.
You know, I've brought a lot of attention to the Tulane football program.
And, go Green Wave!
And they're playing December 20th in Oxford, Mississippi.
Dude!
How the hell do you get to Oxford? I don't think you can get to Oxford, Mississippi from the Bay. But
I just left the SIP. Remember,
but it took like 27 hours for you to get there, 6 connections. Anyway.
Tap into the same outfit that sent, you just said their name, Bonte and Shasky to the Super Bowl.
I don't think that was who they were. It was somebody else. It was a travel agency, I think.
Dude, that would be dope. What day is that game? Obviously.
It's a Saturday, but that's all right. I'll give them a lot of pub. I'm not flying commercial, though. That I won't do.
Well, you know, Lacob, when's the last time you talked to Joe? He's got to be feeling better than he was Thursday night.
I don't know, a couple months ago. No, I'm sure he's still got the...
Real quick, just about that, let me just fix... cleaning some items. I've never told you I want to be on TV. I was on with Mark Abanez and Vern Glenn when they invite me on, but no, don't act like I'm thirsty like that.
No, I think we know.
It's been a problem for a month.
But Joe said it just like Butch said it. He won't alive. I'm like, damn.
How far is Oxford from Memphis, Evan?
About 75 miles.
Look at
that's usually people flying, and then they do have like buses and different things that go from Memphis.
So you've been to Oxford?
No, I've never been there, but I've been to Memphis.
Okay.
And I a lot of people that go to Ole Miss that are from there, they take a bus.
I got you.
Wow.
All right.
We're about to get into it, but I have to tell you and Evan and the listeners, because we do have a relationship off air. Us, we do. I got to get this out. Billy Bob Thornton, you're special. And I just dialed up because I've been down with the earache. Landman, it's phenomenal.
You can watch it. I wasn't crazy about it, but go ahead.
You didn't like it?
Yeah, it was all right.
Oh, stop.
It didn't hook me. I watched the first two or three. It just didn't hook me.
Because you don't got that South in you. Like, you're from the East Coast. And I think I gravitate to it because they're in Texas.
Maybe, but then why do
he
I like
the... going to Fort Worth.
But why do I like the Arctic then so much?
Well, that I don't know.
Yeah, me neither.
But you didn't get hooked, huh? Silk Bassey turned me on and I'm hooked.
I've heard it was really good. You know what it was like? It was like, what's that other sitcom?
Well, it's not a sitcom.
No, I know. Let's get to the Warriors. Yeah. No, I watched a couple of them and it just didn't...
Well, see,
didn't
that's your problem. You can't read a chapter of a... I'm being real, of a book and give a book review or watch 20 minutes of a movie and say, oh, the movie stinks. I know people like that.
Yeah, well, that's me. You got to hook me. You got to hook Kuminga. Oh boy, Kuminga.
When, what date was that?
I love Kuminga. That was probably after game five this year. After game five. Yeah. Hey, though, don't you see the symmetry? You know who we got Friday?
Ant-Man.
No, the team that Kuminga owns.
Oh,
come on.
Many.
He averages 36 a game against
them. What day is Finchie pulling up on the show? Because we talked about
it in our
show
meeting. They play tonight.
Okay, I said the show, our show. Before Friday.
I don't know. I'll probably talk to him in this thing.
Yeah, we can ask him how he's scheming for Pat Spencer.
The transition thief is diabolical.
Our transition decision-making was diabolical.
All right. Let's go to Austin in San Mateo, see what he is thinking about this new-look Warrior team. What's up, Austin? How you doing? Sir.
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. Just had my birthday yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday, baby.
38?
Yes, sir.
Warriors gave you a win.
Yeah. They gave me a win. Not only they gave me a win, man, I'm feeling good about the Philadelphia loss. I feel like that's a win. Mm. The way Pat controlling that unit, his unit, that's his team right there. Being a floor general, just being a point guy, getting everybody involved and everybody falling in line. I just need Kuminga to fall in line. Your game will find yourself. It will find it. But what I really wanted to say is that I'm treating these three wins like Matt Jones and Brock Purdy when Matt Jones was on a hot streak. So what I'm saying is allow this hot streak, allow this young group to continue this hot streak when, you know, these old heads to come back. I feel like they coming off Curry, Draymond, Butler, all of us to come off the bench. And let's see this young core, you feel me? Hey, nothing against Curry and them or whatnot. But let's just run with this high hand. And you know, the way they playing, if they can be, we deep the way they playing. If they play like this, keep playing like this, we deep. And when we winning like that with these young guys, and then Curry and Draymond, the way they play together and whatnot, as a core, and they come off the bench, and we hit them with that too, just give them something different to look at other than looking at Dre and Curry all the time.
Austin, you are, listen, you're on to something, and it's about consistency. And if you're going to ride the hot hand, then Curry's got to wait for Spencer to cool off. He's got to wait.
I'm going to use one of your words. Our guy Austin was off that Hennessy for his birthday, Stoddy, because that's not what's going to happen. But it just looks like right now, I'm not using the adjectives of slow, old, we're getting after it, man. In three straight games, holding teams under 100, it's the defensive end, too, that all of a sudden, I feel like we got a spark. And that's all we had been looking for. And I don't know. And I'm giving Pat the credit, but I'm also giving Pod's game yesterday. That's how you do it, son. Don't try to do too much because you tell on yourself and everybody's thirsty.
I mean,
like you said, me with TV, but you didn't believe that because I've never shown that. But Pod's played.
What about when you were asking for the
– No, Bob invited me to ESPN to pull up on Stephen A.
No, but the job when you're like, you want, can I work in your front office, Bobby? What about that?
Yeah, that's not TV.
Well, I mean, it's thirsty.
Yeah, but he offered it.
Yeah. But
Wiggins.
Listen, it's pretty obvious. If you've watched the Warriors the last, let me ask you this.
Yeah. And then I was down last week.
I know you were. And you'll be down probably
she didn't like it
Saturday
either.
Morning if they lose to the T-Wolves. But listen, Curry's obviously coming back, and that's going to be good.
No doubt.
Can you say, here it is. I got to put the rat on the table, sponsored by ATCO Pest Control. Can we say the same about Draymond coming back? And here's the reason.
Feel that way.
I know, Draymond. And here's what I'm starting to worry about.
You can't.
Draymond and Butler are a little. They might be a little too redundant.
Oh, wow. Well, no, that you ain't got to sell me on that. I'll check that box. But
like to me, Curry's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Obviously, because he's Curry. But what do you do? What do you do with Draymond? Do you just go Curry, Draymond, Butler again? And then who are the other two?
Wow, you said redundant.
There's something going on with Draymond. Not something going on, but as he becomes less and less a factor offensively, he puts more pressure on the whole team, especially if Butler, he's playing with Jimmy Butler.
It'll be interesting, hopefully it's Friday when Dre's back and Steph to see that. But, you know, I'm not throwing out slurs or being, you know, throwing out it, I'm trying to lose shade. But let's be honest, both of those guys, would you have a problem if I said Jimmy and Dre are ball stoppers to a degree?
No, they are. That's
why that ball has been popping.
No
with
kidding. That's obvious. Jimmy,
like I could lie to myself.
Right. Now they're not. They're
Harden
not as talented,
Luka, yeah.
But I don't. I'm wondering if you're playing Curry, Draymond, and Butler together. You know, Steph's going to be running around.
He's Jerry Rice.
The other two are going to be holding, waiting for him. And listen, I don't think that team that played over the weekend is better than the team with Curry and Draymond and Butler, but they're different. And again, the thing that I see as an issue with this team is just going from the team that played on Saturday and Sunday to the team that's going to play on Friday, and they're not even going to look anything the same in style or personnel.
And I'm basketball mad at the fact that I don't know, and we all don't know, Stoney, how it's going to manifest, right? Brock Purdy came back, and they didn't skip a beat. But before they didn't skip a beat, we were like, oh, did they make the right choice? And I know this is different, but as excited and as static as I am, I do understand what you're saying is real. So until we see it, we can't say it's real, right? Until we see Jimmy, Steph out there, and if the other guys can still, you know, ride their wave.
Well, I mean, it's not hard to say. They're not going to be able to. I mean, just look at the minutes.
But what's that end result? What's that net at the end of the day?
I don't know. But that's the thing about Pat Spencer. I don't know. How many minutes did he play yesterday? I didn't even look. Probably 30.
Right,
let's just say 30.
Yeah.
28, 30.
Yeah.
Let's just say 30. Mm-hmm. You know, Curry, he's not playing 30 Friday. But here's the thing about Spencer. If he plays four, he's going to play four the same way that he's going to play 15.
But there's something, too, when you start a game, 27s, Donnie, yesterday. When you start a game, that empowerment that you feel that you know, you don't not have to look over your shoulder in a bad way, but, you know, it's like, hey, this is your canvas.
Pat Spencer's never looked over his shoulder. He doesn't play like that. Mm. I don't think Pat Spencer looks over his shoulder at all. He knows that when he goes into the game, he's got certain things he's got to do, and he's got to reach a certain effort level, and he's just always going to do that. So, like, that's kind of what I mean.
Yeah.
If you play Kuminga 5 minutes and then play him 25 minutes, you don't know what to expect from the 5 to the 25. With Spencer, you know what you're going to get. It's not all going to be good, but there are things you can expect from Pat Spencer. So I actually think, like, he's the kind of guy that Kerr and every coach loves, because you can forget about him for a long stretch and then you can pop him right in there, and you're never going to have to worry about his effort.
Yeah.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. 888-957-9570 is the number. Pods was terrific off the bench yesterday, and Steve Kerr was asked about him.
He's a really good player, and he just, you know, he wants to be great. Sometimes he's just a little too ambitious out there, and so part of the thinking bringing him off the bench was to let him watch the start of the game and remind him that he's got to play how we want him to play, you know, not how he wants to play. And because he's one of the better players in the league at doing that stuff. You know, he's got great feel. He understands the game. And when he starts to try to do too much, it hurts him and it hurts us. So hopefully, you know, this is a good step for him.
All right. And Risotto reminds that was after Saturday's game. And then he followed that up with a real good game on Sunday. Yeah. I'm talking about Pajemski. So interesting there, Steve Kerr. Basically, I mean, he's talking,
hell of a message.
He's talking to Kuminga when he's talking about Pajemski. He's saying that he's got to play the way we want him to play, not the way he wants to play. And I'm sure that goes for Kuminga, too.
Yeah. And, so, you know, you played the games down. I know, you know, you played college. I didn't. But just a guy like Pods watching the game, then understanding, okay, you know, just letting the traffic die down, and then you go in and see what's going on, and then that way it's better than you coming out and maybe thinking some nights I'm going to go for mine when you got the likes of Jimmy and Steph. And I'm not saying that's what got him back to the bench, but the bottom line is that was a hell of a message from a coach that's won 4 titles. So as much as I criticize Kerr, I can appreciate that. And you're right. You could just play that on loop to a bunch of players.
Yeah, and, you know, look, I know there are a lot of fans out there that really are down on the Warriors for the Jonathan Kuminga situation, whether it's Jonathan's fault, Kerr's fault, the organization's fault. It really has reached the point where it doesn't matter, I don't think, anymore. I think we all know that you know, Kuminga's days are probably numbered here. So I was thinking about this over the weekend, and again, you tell me if this is fair or not fair. So it's been clear over the last few days that, you know, the third string guys or the third team guys are really pushing the second string guys. Pajemski and Kuminga are getting pushed by Spencer and Melton, you know, et cetera. So Kerr has sent that message to Pajemski and Kuminga. Well, like, look how Pajemski's handled it. Like, he gets angry and he tries to respond and he tries to do what the coach is asking him to do. But it feels like right now where Kuminga's at, he's moping a little bit or down a little bit or can't, or is just over the whole situation to where he can't respond like Pajemski can. But I think that's what's going to be a big part of why he may not play a lot until he's out of here.
I mean, you do wonder, and I'll say this about Kerr's comments for Kuminga. It's in the meantime, and maybe they'll just take an ass-whooping from a team that has some length like Minnesota or some athleticism more so than what they saw on this trip. And I know he got a shot in Philly, and I'm going to say it to you and be frank, he blew it, Jonathan Kuminga. But Stoney, there's going to come a time, a team, and things aren't going to be going well with what Kerr's running out there, not named Kuminga, to where you got to run him out there. But I do really think, not being a slave to two masters here, but you got to think about two. I mean, you can't just let this dude go in a tomb and not open it. You got to, just for what's going to transpire next year early, to move him, you want to show him too. But also, you're not good enough, I don't believe, Stoney, night in, night out, to just say that 6'6", 6'8", guy, even though, you know, he hadn't been good, we can't even see what's behind door number Kuminga most nights.
I just think he's not good enough to be in the rotation now, the way he's playing.
Yeah, something's going. Like, it's a hotel. Stoney, he's checked out.
Yeah, and you can't.
Mentally.
Yeah, so you can't just play him. Like, if he's not ready to go, you can't play him. And as for ruining his value, I'm skeptical on that. I'm skeptical about the value.
You think it is what it is already?
It's been 5 years. Like, it's been 5 years. People think what they think of him. And there again, I think there may be some teams out there that are intrigued by him. But I don't think there's any chance that the Warriors are going to be able to move Jonathan Kuminga. And when we find out what they got for him, we say, wow. I think we're likely to be very underwhelmed, but the hope would be that the player they get is a role player who can help them.
Yeah.
Because right now, Kuminga's not even that. He's not even a role player, and he's not helping them.
Yeah.
So where do you go?
Man. Right now, Gui Santos is giving you something. I just like the energy. I like the moxie, but those guys got chips on their shoulder. And, you know, last week I'm sitting here like, man, I understand you don't have – there's not winning a title. But just give me something in regard to act like you care. And all of a sudden, the light's been switched, and Ben Franklin has become Pat Spencer. And you just wonder when the two big dogs get back, which we've been kicking back and forth, can they keep that up?
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Oh, boy, somebody's really putting me on the spot on the with a super chat.
Uh-oh.
Tulane's got this cheer they do.
Do you know it before they brought this up?
Yes, I've heard of it.
Okay, what's the name of it?
But I can't. I don't know all the words.
So you can't Dougie?
No.
You don't know it.
It's hoorah, hoorah, hullabaloo. It's a chant that... It's a chant we do at Tulane.
All right.
Although I don't know it. But they've done it a lot in the last 2 weeks. Wants to go to Oxford.
Have you talked to your daughter about when the rankings came out? Like, hey, we made it.
Well.
And is she going?
Well, we were hoping the game was going to be in Eugene, Oregon.
So you could have been up.
I know. We were going to take a roadie.
Okay,
we were going to die. I was going to drive up.
Okay.
But now it's in freaking Oxford.
Yeah.
I would want to be in Grandy's spot right now.
Yeah, so, you'll be all right.
But apparently they have one of the best tailgate places, the Grove. That's what they call it, the Grove down in at Ole Miss.
Okay.
So
and their coach won't be coaching them. That's got to – you got to take to Lane.
What?
Lane won't be coaching that game. Kiffin.
No.
You got to think that's an advantage to Tulane.
I don't know. We haven't gotten into the numbers yet or the –
we'll see.
I haven't gotten into the matchups. But if our defense plays like that, we got a shot. Plus, you know what? You could get an Ole Miss team.
Look how excited he is. I love it.
So we got beat by Ole Miss early. Got a bad break, and we lost 45-10. It was that one play hurt us. We stunk that game so bad, it was unbelievable.
Yeah, I watched it. I said, it's bad.
Keep in mind, it was like Retzlaff's second or third game. He'd been on campus. So now they don't have Kiffin. They could be in disarray.
I just told you that.
But I got three more things. Two is our coach is coaching. Sumrall's coaching. So
oh, heck yeah.
We have a coach that we said we want him to coach us. Ole Miss said hit the pike.
Because they thought he was going to poach his players.
Yeah.
And I get that. But why aren't they fearful at Tulane of Sumrall doing that?
Because... We win with class.
There's an answer I have.
And we lose with class. And it's Tulane doesn't have the players. That's funny. It's funny. You didn't telegraph that one like a Brock Purdy throw in the flat.
Look at you. Hey, 9 or 6 seed. They moved up over the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But back to Tulane. Nothing went right that first game. So I think we got a shot.
It's good seeing you, fan.
I think we got
really
a shot. And you know what I was thinking anyway? What the hell? I'm not going to go to the – I won't go to the game against Mississippi. I'll wait till they play Georgia.
Well, you don't know who's listening.
I'll go to Tulane, Georgia.
Stoney, we'll send you down there.
Because nobody goes to Oxford, Mississippi. Who's going to Oxford, Mississippi? And then I guess who would want to take me?
The same entity that took Butch and Bonte to the Super Bowl.
Problem is my daughter who goes there is going to be out here.
Oh, okay.
It's just – Such a problem.
My son's asleep upstairs.
That was great.
What?
Give it to him. You don't even know what that.
No.
My son's asleep upstairs.
My son's asleep upstairs.
That's Butch when he did the video where they pulled out the big game. Worst teammate of the year.
Who?
You. Like, you didn't know that as soon as it played. Like,
well, I knew it was Shasky. I figured he was on the air and his kid was sleeping. But anyway, don't forget, coming up on the other side, I'll give you keyword number two for the day. your chance to win the town jerseys. But the number right now is 888-957-9570 is the number. Think back to about a week ago, Warrior fans weren't in a good spot.
Man.
And one Pat Spencer week later, things feel a lot better. The question I have is, what did the last week mean? If anything, does it have any long-term implications? What the Spencers have been doing, what the Meltons have been doing, and what the Warriors have been doing without Curry and Draymond, and to a lesser extent, Jimmy Butler. 888-957-9570. Brian Geltzeiler, one of our favorites, coming up at noon, Sirius XM NBA Radio. And remember, every hour today, Tuesday and Wednesday, we're giving away three Warrior jerseys. They're the town jerseys that debuted on November 24th against the Jazz, Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Jimmy Butler. Those town jerseys are up for grabs, and one of them can be yours. Listen for your chance today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. For more details, go to 957thegame.com. And that segment was brought to you by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Domingo holds and sets the screen. Ball to Jackson Davis. He'll go baseline. Stop. Up top to Moody. Bounce past Spencer. Same spot. Same shot. Same result. Just like that. The lead back to 11. 88-77. And Kenny Atkinson calls time. How about Pat Spencer? He has absolutely, positively no fear.
Compliment for Pat. That guy. He's a dad. I don't know if I can say that, Raymond, but I'm going to say it. That is that motherfucker. You know, he's great. He's great to have a guy like that in the team, man.
Dub Nation, this is Brandon Pajemski coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Tim Roy on the call. That was from Saturday's win over Cleveland. The Warriors tacked one on yesterday against the Chicago Bulls. Pat Spencer playing terrific basketball, man. And he's been the galvanizing force behind the Warriors. Real good road trip. Could have gone 3-0 with a break. Ended up going 2-1. And the Warriors don't play now till Friday. They hope to get Steph Curry back. So the question then becomes, what does this mean for the guys who played so well over the weekend and going back to last week even?
Well, for starters, no pun intended, I'd like to see when Curry and Dre come back. I think Spencer's earned that opportunity to start. I know Melton's kind of on a pitch count, so we'll see how that evolves. But right now, I think your boy has earned the start. That is one Pat Spencer. What was the nickname we came up with him when we talked to him last year?
I don't know.
Yeah.
White Smoke?
Yeah, White Smoke. Thank you. The young brain.
Well, that was, if you remember, because...
White, not Pop Smoke. Rest in peace. White Smoke.
Well, and that, if you remember, was because Pat Spencer, one of his good games last year coincided with the new Pope being named. Oh. And, of course, anytime there's a new Pope, you're awaiting the White Smoke atop the Vatican. And one thing led to another, and that's what... somebody came up with.
What about what I came up with during the break? And I asked, you know, this heater that Spencey's on, how many others have we had like this in the Bay? I said Mac Jones.
Jeremy Lin.
But his was in New York.
Oh.
I'm talking about like actually here. Give the one that you said. The janitor.
Brian Cardinal had a run like this. The guy who it is
Stanford.
Let me tell you who it was. It was Earl Boykins.
Oh, my God.
Earl Boykins had a run like this in 2002.
Yeah.
But no, he's playing well. And the question now is, how do you meld what has happened in the last week to when Draymond Green and Steph get back? And, you know, obviously Steph Curry's minutes are going to affect Spencer's, but it feels like we're getting to the point where Butler's minutes could affect Draymond's. And I don't know, I don't know why this has popped out this week, but to me, watching Butler come back and then imagining Draymond coming back, that's what, when you have Draymond and Butler, that's, that becomes a slow team in a big way.
Man.
So maybe,
and maybe it just took, go ahead. I'm good.
No, maybe that's something that Steve Kerr is going to have to address at some point.
But it's interesting you say that, because those were the adjectives I was throwing around as we watched Warrior basketball while they were still remained upright. And then until they're out, then you start seeing, man, this thing is moving. So I'll say this, it's one-sided, right, in regard to Steph's going to play like he does, and I'll throw Dre in there. It's up to the others to kind of, Pat Spencer to still keep his groove, knowing the others aren't going to change and do anything to make to adapt to you.
Yeah, I'm just more about, is it possible that some other guys are bringing things to the table that Draymond hasn't been bringing or that he can't bring anymore? And could he be a player who's impacted? I mean, the way I put
if
it
the answer
is,
was yes, what's the fit? What would
bring him off the bench? Bring him off the bench. Right. Or separate more of his minutes with Butler. I don't necessarily have an answer. I just know that things look different in the last three or four games. I know they're not a better team without their talent, but they're a different team. So
if you could break that up a bit.
Let's go to Antonio in Oakland.
Hey.
What's up, Antonio? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Man, that was a surprising win against the Cleveland Cavaliers, man. Like, but as far as like with the Warriors, man, you know, they made some draft mistakes. The Wisemans, they should have drafted Tyrese Haliburton, Denny Avdija. I was high on those guys. Following year, you know, they picked Kuminga. Man, imagine if they would have drafted, they picked Kuminga and Moody. If they would have drafted Franz Wagner and Sengun. Man, they'll have the best power forward center duo in basketball. That is big facts. But, you know, they, of course, they need Steph Curry, Draymond Green. And I don't think Jimmy Butler and Green can all the way play with each other. They both kind of need the ball to pass it and all that. I mean, Draymond does hold the ball a little longer than he used to. He's kind of similar, like you said earlier. And he's kind of like a quarterback that holds the ball too long towards the end of their career, you know, trying to find an open receiver and all that. But it is what it is, man. I just want the Warriors to make a trade. It's time to maybe even get Lauri Markkanen again. I wish we would have traded Pozinski a while back for him. But at the end of the day, the 49ers moved up in the seedings without even playing yesterday.
I love that,
y'all. Pop your collar.
Yeah, that was going to happen regardless.
Well, you know what? I guess I was on not Gilligan's dumb island, because, you know, Willard and Dibbs had even told me, hey, this thing could get up to the one seed or the two. But until you see it, it doesn't hit. And just seeing them bump go up to six and still counting, I'm like, and you got to handle your business because it could go the other way. But, man, Stoney, this team is in position to play a playoff game.
Yeah. Thanks, Antonio. Still appreciate the call, my man.
Got to go 3-1.
Draymond's not having a good year.
Break that down for us.
Well, offensively, he is really, really struggling. And by the way, coming up in the next 10 minutes, you'll hear the keyword, which gives you a chance to win one of the three Warriors Town jerseys. You can qualify every hour, so keep listening. Coming up in about 10 minutes, I'll give you keyword number two for our show. Draymond Green right now shooting 38% from the field, 33% from three, 60%, 61% from the line. His turnovers are up by a half a game. Wow, that's actually a fair amount. He's averaging three turnovers a game this year to 2.5 last year.
But offensively, we never could count on him. I want to hear the defense.
Defensively, he's not as good either. I mean, the last game he played against Philly, the 9 minutes or whatever, listen, and I'm not coming in here to get on Draymond. I'm just saying they've got to figure something out because they've got to figure out a way to incorporate some of this style into their next iteration of whoever they are.
And I got to be – that hit me in the cardiac muscle, and I got to be careful. But this was a glimpse into the roof doesn't cave in if Draymond's not out there in a Warrior uniform. How about that? Doesn't mean you are destined for an automatic L.
I mean –
that's what I'm taking away.
I guess the question has anything happened since, let's say, the Oklahoma City game – where you wouldn't just automatically go back to Draymond, Steph, and Jimmy Butler. And I mean, I know
Post at the five, Stani. Okay. He's growing on me, seriously.
Then who's their last starter?
But if I could break that Jimmy and Dre up and Dre come off the bench and then be and does what he specializes in, I think we're okay. But both of them together, I think that's what's holding them back. Or slowing the offense down, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. I mean, Draymond.
Like, I can visualize it.
He can't score. What's so hard to understand? He cannot score. He makes a three in the first quarter, maybe one more during the course of the game. But, you know, like, in this day and age of the NBA, when you don't have a guy who can score, the ball finds him a lot when you need, you know, when you need a bucket.
Before you grab a call. Am I making too much of the progression that I'm seeing from Quentin Post on the defensive end? Because the shoot is spectacular. Steiny, he's fighting, getting his hands on balls, and some are taking him to the bank, but he's learning and growing, and he's you could just tell he's working at it. Am I doing too much against lower – well, Cleveland's 10-4, 11-4, so I don't know what you made of – like what he was doing against Mobley. I think he was bothering him.
I mean, he tries, and when guys try, they stand out. And Spencer and Post are competitive guys. They are. And it's been noticeable. They're like Guy Santos, Quentin Post, and Pat Spencer are all far more competitive than Jonathan Kuminga is right now.
And Guy Santos putting the ball back up in the rim off of air ball or whatever is better than Draymond at this stage of his career. There's not even a doubt in my mind, Stani.
Yeah, let's go to Steven in Oakland.
The town.
Hey, Steven, how you doing, man?
Hey, man, I was happy to hear Guru come on and say he was excited because I'm excited, too. It sounds like he's finally getting a 2-liter heaping of that ice-cold Kool-Aid. Pat Spencer is coming in. He makes me feel like hope springs eternal because he looks like a firefighter out there giving pro basketball players the ha-ha. I feel like if I go to the gym and start throwing up 20 shots, I might need to start taking some JUCO classes with all the NIL money that's going around here. He does everything Pat Spencer, or he does everything Pods, what we wanted to do, just way more steady and less erratic. So I'm like, screw the kids, screw the young movement. Let's go with the old, bring back old Steph, bring back old Draymond, and let's trot out the team geriatric. Because, you know, hey, Steiny, dust those knees off. Take some classes at Tulane. You might have some eligibility left. I'm saying, everyone's got action.
Wow. All including right. D'Anthony Melton. And Steiny, the 415's coming for me saying, Goo, are you saying Dre is Santos is better than Dre? No, I just said at the specific of getting the rebound and putting it back in, I'm going with Santos all day down low in the paint. That's all. D'Anthony Melton, Steiny, I'm, man.
I think they both, you know, Santos and Green present the same issues, is that neither of them are offensive players. Yeah. And sometimes you pay the price for that in today's NBA when you don't have enough scoring.
But remember, the guard Antoine Jamison made a living off, and
they were 22 and 60.
Yeah,
but no. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Finish your thought.
I love me some Antoine Jamison. Sure. He made a living of getting the putback to put them right. There's a skill to that, and Dre doesn't have that at this point in his career. And I think Santos, when you talk about offense, it's not going playing through him like Karl Malone. But I watch him down low, get a ball, go right back up with it. Cinnamon.
Yeah. Offensive rebounds to me have always been an overrated statistic.
Oh my gosh, I'm getting to the crux of it.
I watched PJ Carlissimo's Golden State Warriors teams lead the league in offensive rebounds every single year he was here.
Hustle.
I don't think they won more than 21 games in any one of those seasons. Sometimes the teams that offensive rebound the ball terrifically do that because they can't make shots. And so, yes, there are times offensive rebounding can certainly help you. There's no doubt. I'm not saying it's useless. I have watched teams that really bang the offensive glass who stink, though, in my lifetime.
I mean, we can do that with everything.
And that has made an impression on me. So.
And I'm just saying, Guy Santos has made one on me. I'm not saying he's better than Draymond Green at all, but I like the tenacity, the energy, and look for him on a missed shot or air ball, Steiny, to put it right back up.
Let's go to Ed in Petaluma. Hey, Ed, how you doing?
Hey, guys, good afternoon. Hey,
same to you.
I learned to play basketball in the 70s, so I really appreciate how the current Warriors are playing.
All right.
And so what I noticed is when they run these plays, it's whoever gets open gets the shot, and they're not running a play for somebody. And I think when you have $150 million of contracts coming back, those guys aren't going to change. They're going to revert back to what they know or how to play. So I hope they don't, but I don't think they can change their spots. They're too old.
That's going to be...
That's interesting.
I think you hit it right on the head. Okay, now what do you do now? You've discovered that you got a couple guys in the rotation who weren't there a week ago.
Okay.
Spencer, Melton for sure. And then maybe Post has earned more minutes. Maybe Santos has earned more minutes. And the question that I have written down is, okay, do the new rules apply to the old players?
And that would be...
I don't know if they apply to Draymond Green or he's just going to go back to the starting lineup and play 28 minutes a night. I don't know. I would assume he will. I would assume Curry, and rightfully so, is going to get all his minutes back.
Come on now. What would that conversation, in your estimation, look like with Dre?
Hey, what are you seeing out there with the ball movement? I just talked to him. See what he thinks. See if he thinks it's sustainable.
Kerr loves his vets, though, Steiny. And this has been – I love that last caller. He's right. Whoever gets the shot, basketball always stays a game of rhythm, and it's like they let it go. But, you know, there is a hierarchy. But, what do you think of that ball movement? I wonder what Dre would say.
This is what Steve Kerr said about where they are with the veterans coming back.
We're in a good spot. I feel like we found something, you know, these last couple of weeks. Starting to feel like the team we're supposed to be. But we have to back that up and follow up the momentum we have right now with a good stretch.
All right. Steve Kerr says he thinks they may have found something. I don't know,
is there a scenario to where the fans would found play lesser minutes yet. And the youngsters would play more?
Like, I would say they haven't found anything yet. They can't find something until they get everybody back. and guys settle in.
But I think you can say you've come across something to where when you don't have the big dogs, you're watching these young dudes scrap. And the question is, can you find a way? And I always thought it was, you know, if this age of Jimmy, Dre, and Steph, I'm not saying less of Steph, but if you could cut some minutes back just a tad bit to where you could still feed these young pups. And you'd be greater later.
And he still got, but you got to win too, still. And, you know, I think the, obviously they played well over the weekend. Could a team, you know, if they had to play Friday without Draymond Green and without Steph, how would we feel about Minnesota coming in here?
And I would love to see that challenge. But I thought I was getting that with Cleveland Saturday and they beat them.
Let's go to Scott in Marin. Hey, Scott, how you doing, man?
Good, how you guys doing?
I hate
to bring a little dose of reality here, but I don't think they're going to get to the sixth seed if Pat Spencer and Guy Santos are going to be playing 28 minutes a night or whatever. You know,
I agree.
We got to be a little more realistic about what's happening here. Draymond Green is 100% a key to them reaching their potential. I mean, you saw how he played against the big fella in San Antonio. Did pretty damn well for being 6'4", whatever he is, 6'5", against the 7'5" dude. So when it comes down to playing, you got to have your dogs in there. And what I don't hear enough talk about so far, it's all this Kuminga and Todd's and Pat. It's going to be Melton. Melton is a big key to where they're going to go, and they're not going anywhere with Pat. I mean, I'm just stunned. I mean, hey, he's done a good job.
No, I hear
no
you.
Question about it. He's a hell of a competitor. But you're talking about over the course of the season. I mean, come on, guys. I mean, let's you got to have Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy on the floor, and with you add Melton to the case, and if Pat can shoot the ball like he's been doing, I don't mind seeing Guy get some run too. JK is done here. There's no question about that. And so that's what I'm excited about. Looking forward to the people coming back, not this fantasy of Pat Spencer's going to take us someplace or Guy Santos or, you know, I mean, come on. I mean, Post deserves more credit than a lot of these guys too. But to me, the key is Melton is going to be a big factor. And hopefully when he gets his minutes ramped up, we'll see him at his best. So to me, that's what I'm seeing. It's what's to come is when all the guys are back, I see this as a formidable squad, particularly if you got contributions from Post the way you've been getting and even from Spencer and Pod.
But Scott, well,
I'm not
12 in the fourth quarter Saturday, Scott, to solidify that win against Cleveland. Nobody's saying he's Steph.
No, but the question is, does Spencer take some of Pajemski's minutes? How are they going to figure out Spencer and Melton,
right? And
for
that
example?
There is no figuring that out. Melton's going to be a starter here, Stoney, as soon as they take, I believe.
Okay.
There's no doubt.
Well,
keep
in mind.
And that's why they brought him back. Like, I see that vision.
Okay, what if he's on a minutes restriction, he can't play back-to-backs just like Horford? I mean, he didn't. He only played one out of the two games.
I got my hands
they're
up.
They're going to be. They're going to have to be very careful with Melton. There's no doubt about it.
All right, I got my hands up. So right now, and you could say I'm prisoner of the moment. It would be Spencer and Potts.
All right. Hey, here's your second opportunity of the show to win yourself a town jersey. Here's the keyword. The keyword is Jimmy. Text the keyword Jimmy, J-I-M-M-Y, to 20357. That's Jimmy, J-I-M-M-Y, to 20357 for your chance to win one of the three town jerseys. That's right now, once an hour, every hour, now through Wednesday. And the keyword is Jimmy. You text that to 20357. And you get registered to possibly win the town jerseys, either the Curry, either the Butler, or the Draymond Green. And we'll be giving away another keyword in the 12 o'clock hour. And also, don't forget, coming up in 20 minutes, we got Brian Geltzeiler, Sirius XM NBA Radio. And we'll get into him. We will get into him.
Stiney, small piece of Warriors news from Anthony Slater. They're adding, the Warriors are, Malavi Leons on a two-way contract as they're waiving second-round pick Alex Chewy. It's injury-related. He needs knee surgery. He's out for the season. And Leons was formerly with OKC's G League team.
All right. Thank you.
Am I pronouncing that right?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Your mic was off, Goo.
Oh, Jesus. I miss Friday, guys.
We know.
A little rusty.
We know.
You all missed Friday.
Evan's line about my ear bleeding. That was a 10. I chuckled when I got it. Last time you been on antibiotics?
Hip surgery, probably.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Evan. He was going to say, I'll never.
did you set off the metal detector?
Yes, I did.
Dude,
the second time.
Wow.
And in fact, they gave me the old, we got to do some, intrusive things. Do you want to go into a private room?
Oh,
I'm like, no. Do not take me into a private room. And they kind of.
Yeah.
Like, that was just because he came down my road about Archie Griffin.
That's true.
What did I miss?
It was a frisking. All right. Brian Geltzeiler coming up at noon. I see calls. We'll get to you guys before Geltzy. And also, don't go anywhere because in the next hour, I'm going to give you another keyword. It's a Monster Monday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. And what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank is here for you. It's here for good. Brian Geltzeiler coming up at noon. Don't go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.